We're Alive is brought to you by Reef Systems, Inc. has been in business for over 25 years. Their clients include such businesses as Quicksilver, Bass Pro Shops, the Hyatt Hotels, and even the Department of Fish and Game. They specialize in custom aquariums from 100 gallons to 20,000 gallons and have traveled all over the United States delivering that service. For all your fish tank needs, contact Rick Barboza or Martin Kendrick at Reef Systems, Inc., 714-751-FISH. That's 714-751-3474. We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 2, The Two Things, Part 2 of 3.
You think this is going to work?
Think about it. We shut off Bill's water and power, he has nothing. No matter what he has stored up in there, it won't last him forever. This way we can smoke him out.
That's a great idea. I know where I can do that. Do you want me
Wait,
to...
Wait, that could just force him into the building where he attacks someone. We have no idea what his mental state is right now. Right now, he thinks he's safe up there. If we take that away, he might get desperate.
We need roof access. We have a few balconies, but very little sunlight and not a lot of area.
As it is, the roof isn't the highest priority. So we leave him alone. For now.
Well, then what is our top priority?
Getting through that door so we can clear the lobby. See, Lizzie said she came here because she saw it was boarded up and knew people were alive inside. What if more people see it right now and think this place is safe?
But we have no idea how many might be out there right now. We may not be able to shut this door again.
Yeah, I thought of that too. I've been on guard duty all morning trying to think of something. You know, it's too far from the parking garage to try to go around. We might just draw more in.
What about the elevators?
That's too risky, and it would be impossible to get the door shut in a hurry.
What about... What's above the lobby?
There's an apartment above it, I think.
Could we drill a small hole in the floor so we could at least see what's going on down there?
The floor is thick and has insulation, pipes, kind of hard to go through.
But if we get an idea of how many there are down there, that's all we need.
It's worth a shot. I'll go get my tools.
It took 3 hours to get through the floor. We would have done it quicker, but we had to take our time doing it quietly. Light shone through the small gap as we pushed our way past insulation and pipes and onto the other side.
I'm through.
Move. Let me see.
How many?
Four that I can see. They're wandering around the lobby. I'm not sure what they're doing.
But let me look. All right. Datu, go get Saul. He'll watch the door while Angel and I clear the lobby.
Okay.
Me? Why not Saul if you clear?
Look, you're the better shot. I'd rather have you down there with me.
But what if more come?
Look, we'll deal with that if it comes up. Now come on. Don't miss out on me.
Hey, you ready to do this?
Watch the door and be ready to seal it off if something happens to us out there.
Wait, you didn't say anything about that.
No, it was you who said it. Remember? What good is one or two if we lose everybody? Saul, remove the wood beam.
Wait, but I...
You ready?
No, wait, I...
Breathe out! Get him! He ducked behind the front desk! It's hiding? I'll get him. Just get to the door.
Well, that was fast.
Come out wherever you are. There you are. It's James!
Michael! Ah! Fuck! Get him! Kill him! Get it off
hold
me!
On,
get
hold on!
Hold on! Get it off! Get it off me!
Alright, get up. Nap time's over.
I thought you said my rifle was good.
It was. I checked it. Something might be seriously wrong with it.
You know shit. Lucky for me, Saul was able to knock that asshole off me.
Yeah, I didn't want to shoot it with it on top of you like that.
Is that because you didn't want to get blood on me? Or because you were going to miss him and hit me?
That's some thanks. You know what? Fuck you.
Hey, no, fuck
hey,
you!
Relax, you two. It's over. We're all okay.
Is it clear?
Yeah, whatever.
Did you get them?
Is it safe to come out now?
Yeah, it's clear. Come on down.
I heard screaming. Is everyone okay?
Yeah. Just a close call zone.
Yeah, no shit. You can watch the door now. I'm going to my room.
You see how it hid from us? I've never seen them react like that before.
Well, maybe it's just a coincidence. Or maybe they're not as dumb as we thought.
That's scary shit.
Yeah. Go up and keep an eye on Angel. Just make sure he's okay.
Why? You think he might, you know, be one of...
Probably not. But just to play it safe, watch him.
You got it, boss.
And hey, don't get trigger happy.
Shit.
What was that all about?
We just had a close call.
What are we going to do with them?
Toss them out the balcony on the second floor.
I can take care of that.
Really?
I've cleaned up worse. It's the least I can do.
Well, let me give you a hand. The stench of those bodies was like no other dead body I've ever dealt with. It was like the body had been already rotting for several days. The three of us dragged the bodies up several flights of stairs, wrapped up tightly in nothing but shower curtains and plastic bags. We made sure to use rubber gloves and face masks. The combination of scented bleach and human remains made us all puke numerous times. Riley and Datu stayed with me for the entire time. For not having any military training, I had a feeling I could really trust these two.
That's the last of them.
Both of you, go shower and wash up. Peg should be done with dinner soon.
Aren't you coming too?
Well, someone needs to watch the front.
It should be all right. You lock the front and the stairwell. But if it makes you feel better, I'll shower first and then we'll swap. Because you definitely need it.
I don't think any length of shower or soap could have made me feel clean at that point. I felt dirty with a stench covering my skin that seemed to never come out. By the time I finally felt somewhat sanitized, everyone had gathered in the common room for dinner. Is this everyone?
Unless you want to go up and get Bill? Yeah, this is it.
Who's watching the door?
It's sealed off pretty well. If anything's in the stairwell, we'll hear it coming a mile away.
I'm sorry. I didn't really get to meet you today. I'm Michael.
Lizzie.
Come on. Can we eat already? I'm starving.
Dig in.
I could see what Saul saw in Lizzie. Once she was cleaned up, she was a very attractive young girl. She didn't really say much at first, but who could blame her? Her bleach blonde hair was previously covered with so much grit and grime, I had thought she was a brunette. She had finally shed off some ugly outside world and let her gorgeous blue eyes shine across the table. I think even Riley was taken back by him. Made me think. Maybe Saul's comments weren't foolish. This smells great. Who made it?
I did. I gathered up a lot of the vegetables and made a nice stew. I have some other things in mind for this week, so that we don't let what ingredients we have expire.
Hey, can you pass the bread?
Mm-hmm.
And after that, how much other food do we have?
We have a lot of canned stuff and a decent amount of frozen food, so it should be okay for a while. That is, unless we get more people.
We do hope to find more people out there, but we need to start soon. The longer we
can
wait...
Can we please talk about something else?
About what? This shit's important. We're all here. If we don't talk about it now, then we...
She's right. What else can we talk about?
Your soup is very good, Bex.
Thanks. I found some great spices in the girls' room on the fourth floor.
Bex, that was not a girl's room.
What? No, there were dresses in the closet.
Yeah, but did you check the sizes? What about the drawers in the bathroom? He was totally a guy.
Well, he could have had a woman living with him. Or at least staying with him.
What room was that?
4C, I think.
Oh, no. Riley's right. Mr. Abernathy lived alone.
Hey, we have a policy here. Don't ask, don't tell.
I wonder that shit didn't fit you.
Really? He was? I mean, the dresses were a little large, but I figured they could fit Riley.
Hey!
Did you hear that?
No. He kept to himself. Not surprised, though.
What other shit you find in people's rooms?
What did you mean by... You wouldn't believe the amount of porn we found in this one room.
Really? What room would that be?
Ew. I'm not gonna
Did you see that?
What? What was it?
Something just moved over there. Down the hall. Did anyone else see it?
Really? Because I didn't see anything. You must be imagining things. What?
Well, I'll check the stairwell. Maybe something got through.
I'm coming with you.
You're acting brave because the girls are watching, aren't you?
Is he serious? Did something get through?
Hey, it's all right. None of us came to dinner unarmed. We got our shit.
Wait.
We're good.
What if it is something? Like what if one of those things got through?
Whoa, Blondie.
We need to get out.
Just sit tight. All right?
Front's still sealed.
Whatever's in here got sealed in here with us.
Oh, God. It's been here this whole time.
Pegs, what did it look like?
I don't know. I just saw something move out of the corner of my eye.
It may have been nothing. Bex was the only one who saw it.
Are you calling me a liar?
Quiet.
This way?
Yeah. Down the hall there.
I don't see shit.
It could be in any of these apartments. Whose bright idea was it to take off the doors?
We needed something to block out the windows downstairs. It's not like we had anything else.
Shut it, you two. I thought I heard something.
Where?
In there. 2G.
That was Gina's apartment.
Thanks. I'll be sure to make a note of that.
Come on. He's just trying to help. You think Bill made it down for dinner after all?
He wouldn't have if he smelled it.
What? You said you liked it.
Sorry, Bex. Somebody had to say it. It tasted like you threw up into a pot and heated it up.
Well, I'm sorry if I'm not some exquisite French chef. You were busy and someone had to make dinner. Oh, and, by the way, it's pegs, not peegs. Say it right.
Please. Next time, just come and get me. I'll drop whatever it is I'm doing.
You just do the growing. Fine, I will.
Give it a rest, you two.
Want me to go in first?
You heard it. You go.
I said I thought I heard something. I didn't say I did hear something.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors.
On three. One, two.
Ah, fuck! There, I saw it. It ran across the room.
Michael, what's wrong?
Damn it, Angel, you fired right by my ear.
Sorry.
Well, what was it? Was it one of them?
I saw it too. This one was much smaller. It ran under the bed. Hold on. Let me look.
Wait, careful, Saul. Don't get too close.
Anyone got a light?
Here, take mine.
I don't see anything. Wait, I see it now. It's a cat. Black and white.
Shoot it!
What? Wait, don't!
Yeah, I'm not doing that. You do it. I kinda like cats.
Hey, it might be one of them. You don't know.
You don't even know if it could be one of them.
Why risk it? It attacks any of us, even scratches one of us, and that could be it. You don't know.
Fine. I'll get it then.
Pegs, I don't think you understand what could happen here.
Well, let me see it first. Oh, look, it's scared. I mean, it looks okay, right?
I just said I didn't want to shoot it. You want the cat? You go get it.
No. Come here. Come out. Come here, Mr. Kitty.
You got to be fucking kidding me. This is pathetic.
Would someone help me?
I think you're on your own.
Well, at least someone lift up the bed.
Fuck that. I ain't gonna have Zombie Kitty come out and bite my shit.
Well said, Saul. Wow.
Fine, I'll help her.
You're non-funeral.
Here, you lift and I'll grab. One, two, three. Here, I got her. Or him.
Shit. Pegs, you're bleeding.
I'm all right, see?
Lizzie, get over here by me.
Guys, I'm fine. Look, it's just a scratch, see? Put your guns down now, please.
We can't do that, Pegs.
Please, you're making me uncomfortable. Stop pointing those things at me, please.
Lady, you're making me uncomfortable.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Buying, selling, whether a first-time home buyer or purchasing your 50th home, Jeremy Wayland of Reiki Realty is the realtor for you. Specializing in first-time homes, multi-residential, and Chapman housing, he has the service for you. A fifth-generation Orange resident, he cares about the Orange community. It has never been a better time to buy with tax incentives, low interest rates, and affordable home prices. Call Jeremy today at 714-745-7318. That's Jeremy at 714-745-7318. You will be glad you did. To find out more or become a sponsor, visit www.thezombiepodcast.com or free on the iTunes Store, keyword We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shane Salk, Claire Doden, Elisa Elliott, Jay Olegario, Manly Woods, Blair Beihauer. Featuring Michael Swan. Written and directed by Casey Wayland. Associate producer Jason Scott. Print editor Blythe Hill. Composers Katie Wayland and Ron Gallagher. Producer Shane Salk. Casey Wayland. This has been a Wayland production.